You are listening to RudolfSteinerAudio.com. As well, you can hear these podcasts at RudolfSteiner.podbean.com. Please consider becoming a patron. There are two publishing houses, SteinerBooks.org in America and RudolfSteinerPress.com in England, which are the sole publishers of Steiner into English and have given me permission to do these recordings. Please consider patronizing them as well. This is a reading of Collected Works, Volume 99 by Rudolf Steiner, entitled Rosicrucian Wisdom, 14 Lectures, translated by Johanna Collis. This is Lecture 8, given in Munich on the 1st of June, 1907, entitled Human Consciousness in the Seven Planetary Incarnations. We will now consider the series of incarnations passed through by our planet and realize that these were embodiments, that is to say, incarnations of the Earth, when it was once Saturn, then Sun, and then Moon. We must be fully aware that these incarnations were necessary for the development of every living thing, especially the human being, and that human evolution itself is intimately connected with the evolution of Earth. We shall, however, only understand, in the right way, what took place then, if we realize how human beings of today, we ourselves, have changed in respect of certain characteristics in the course of evolution. First, we will consider the changes that have come about in human consciousness. Everything in the world has evolved, even our consciousness. The consciousness we have today has not always existed. It has only gradually become what it is now. We call our present consciousness the objective consciousness, or the waking day consciousness. You all know it as the consciousness you have from morning when you wake up until evening when you fall asleep. Let us be clear as to its character. It involves turning our senses toward the outer world and perceiving objects, and hence we call it objective consciousness. We look around us and see with our eyes certain objects in space which are bounded by colors. We listen with our ears and perceive that there are objects in space that produce sounds. With our sense of touch, we feel objects, find them warm or cold. We smell or taste objects. We then reflect upon what we thus perceive with our senses. We employ our reason to understand these different objects. And it is from these facts of sense perception and their comprehension in the mind that our present waking day consciousness has arisen. Human beings have not always had this consciousness. It is something that had to develop, and they will not always have it as it is now, for it will ascend to higher stages. With the means provided by spiritual science, we can survey seven states of consciousness, of which our present consciousness is the middle one. We can survey three preceding ones and three following after. Many will wonder why we find ourselves placed so neatly in the center. This comes from the fact that other stages preceding the first are beyond our sight, and that although yet others will follow the seventh, these again are beyond our sight. We can look backward as far as forward. If we were to retreat by one stage, we should see one more behind and one fewer in front. Just as when you go out into the fields, you can see as far to the left as to the right. These seven states of consciousness are the following. At first, there was a very dull, deep state of consciousness, which humanity hardly knows today. Only those with specific mediumistic capacities can still have this consciousness today, which once upon Saturn was common to all human beings. Mediumistic individuals can enter such a consciousness, which is also known to modern psychologists. All the other states of consciousness became deadened in such people, and they appear to be virtually dead. But then, if from memory or even in this state they sketch or describe what they have experienced, they bring to light quite extraordinary experiences that do not take place around us. They make all sorts of drawings which, although they are grotesque and distorted, nevertheless agree with what in spiritual science we call cosmic conditions. They are often entirely incorrect, but nevertheless, they have something by which we can recognize that such people, during this lowered state, have a dull but universal consciousness. They see cosmic bodies, and therefore they draw such things. A consciousness that is dull like this, but in compensation represents a universal knowledge of our cosmos, was once possessed by human beings on the first incarnation of Earth, and is called, quote, deep trance consciousness, close quote. There are beings in our surroundings who still have such a consciousness, the minerals. If you could talk with them, they would tell you what goes on in old Saturn. But this consciousness is entirely dull and insensible. The second state of consciousness we know, or rather do not know since we are then asleep, is that of ordinary sleep. This state is not so comprehensive, but in spite of still being very dull, it is clear in comparison with the first. This sleep consciousness was once the permanent state of all human beings when the earth was sun. At that time, human ancestors were in a continuous sleep. This state of consciousness still exists today. The plants have it. They are beings who uninterruptedly sleep. And if they could speak, they would tell us how things were on old sun, for they have sun consciousness. The third state, which is still dim and dull in relation to our day consciousness, is that of picture consciousness. And of this we have a clear idea, since we experience an echo of it in our dream-filled sleep, though it is only a reminiscence of what on moon was the consciousness of all human beings. It is a good idea to use dreams as a way of describing what moon consciousness was like. There is something confusing, chaotic, about dream life. But on closer observation, this confusion nevertheless displays an inner law. The dream is a remarkable symbolist. In my lectures, I have often given the following examples, which are all taken from life. You dream that you are running after a tree frog to catch it. You feel the soft, smooth body. You wake up and have the corner of the sheet in your hand. Had you used your waking consciousness, you would have seen how your hand was holding the bed cover. Dream consciousness gives you a symbol of the external act. It forms a symbol out of what our day consciousness sees as a fact. Another example, a student dreams that he is standing by the door in the lecture hall. There he is roughly jostled, and a challenge to a duel ensues. He now experiences every detail, until accompanied by his second and a physician, he goes to the duel, and the first shot is fired. At this moment he wakes up and sees that he has overturned the chair at his bedside. In waking consciousness, he would simply have heard the fall. The dream symbolizes this prosaic event through the drama of the duel. You notice also that the timing is quite changed, for the whole drama flashed through his mind in the single instant during which the chair fell. The entire preparation for the duel took place in one moment. The dream has reversed time. It does not obey the circumstances of the ordinary world. It is a creator, in time. Not only can external events be symbolized in this way, but also inner processes of the body. Someone dreams he is in a dungeon. Obnoxious spiders creep toward him. He wakes up and has a headache. His cranium has taken on the symbol of the dungeon, and the pain that of the hideous spiders. Dreams dreamt by present-day human beings symbolize events that are both external and within. But it was not so when this third state of consciousness was that of moon humanity. At that time, human beings lived entirely in such pictures as they have in modern dreams, but then they expressed realities. They signified the same thing of reality as today the color blue signifies a reality. Only at that time, color hovered freely in space. It was not resting upon the objects. In that former consciousness, People could not have set off down the street as today and then have seen a person in the distance, looked at him, and approached him. The form of beings with a colored surface could not have been perceived at that time, quite apart from the fact that human beings could not then walk as they do today. When one human being on moon met another, a freely hovering picture of form and color would have risen up before him. If it had been ugly, he would have turned aside in order not to meet it. If beautiful, he would have gone toward it. The ugly color picture would have shown him that the other had an unsympathetic feeling toward him, the beautiful, that the other liked him. Suppose there had been salt on moon. When salt is on the table today, you see it as it is in space, as an object, granular, with definite coloring. At that time, it would not have been so. On moon, you would not have been able to see the salt. But from the place where the salt was, a picture of color and form would have proceeded, floating free, and this picture would have shown you that the salt was something useful. Thus the whole of consciousness was filled with pictures, with floating colors and forms. The human being lived in an ocean of such form and color pictures, and these pictures of color and form denoted what was going on around him, above all things of a soul character, and those which affected the soul nature, what was advantageous to him or harmful. In this way, the human being informed himself correctly about the things around him. When the moon passed over into the earth incarnation, this consciousness changed into our day consciousness, and only a relic of it has remained in dreams as we now know them, a remnant, as there are remnants of other things also. You know, for instance, that there are certain muscles near the ear which nowadays seem purposeless. Formerly they had a purpose. They served to move the ears at will. Nowadays not many people can do this. So conditions are to be found in the human being which have remained as a last relic of something that was once meaningful. Although such pictures no longer have a meaning, at that time they signified the outer world. Even today you still have this consciousness among those animals, note this carefully, which cannot utter sounds from their inner being. There is, in fact, a far truer categorization of animals in spiritual than in external science, namely, into those that can utter sounds from within and those that are dumb. Of course, some lower animals can produce sounds, but this happens mechanically, by friction and other means, and not from within. Even frogs do not utter sounds from within. Only the higher animals, those that arose at the time when human beings were able to express their suffering and joy with their voice, only these, together with human beings, have gained the power of expressing their pain and pleasure through vocal sounds and cries. All animals that do not utter sounds from within still have such a picture consciousness. Lower animals do not see pictures in outlines as we do. If some lower animal, a crab, for example, perceives a picture that makes a distinctly unpleasant impression, it gets out of the way. It does not see the objects, but sees the harmfulness in a repelling picture. The fourth state of consciousness is the one which all human beings now have. The pictures that earlier floated freely in space now wrap themselves, so to speak, round the objects. One might say they are laid over them. They form the surface and appear upon the objects, whereas formerly they seemed to float. In consequence, they have become the expression of the form. What human beings earlier had within themselves has come out and fastened itself onto the objects, and through this we have come to our present waking day consciousness. We will now consider something else. We have already said that the human physical body was prepared on Saturn. On Sun, the ether or life body was added, which interpenetrated and worked on the physical. It took what the physical body had already become and worked on it further. On Moon, the astral body was added. This still further altered the form of the body. On Saturn, the physical body was very simple. On Sun, it was much more complicated, for then the ether body worked on it and made it more perfect. On Moon, the astral body was added, and on Earth, the ego, which brought it to a still greater completion. At the time when the physical body existed on Saturn, when as yet no ether body had interpenetrated it, it did not have all the organs it contains today, for it lacked blood and nerves and also glands. The human being at that time really had those organs and these only in their rudiments, which today are the most perfect, and which have had time to arrive at their present perfection, namely the marvelously constructed sense organs. The wonderful construction of the human eye, EYE, the wonderful apparatus of the human ear, all this has only attained its perfection today because it was formed out of the general substance of Saturn, and the ether body, astral body, and ego have worked on it. So, too, the larynx was already incipient on Saturn, but human beings could not yet speak. On Moon, they began to send out inarticulate sounds and cries, but only through the continuous activity described did the larynx become the perfected apparatus it is on our Earth today. On Sun, where the ether body was added, the sense organs were further elaborated. And all those organs were added which are primarily organs of secretion and life, which serve the functions of nutrition and growth. They were incipient during the Sun stage of existence. Then the astral body worked further during Moon existence, the ego during Earth existence, and thus the glands, the organs of growth, and so on, have matured to their present perfection. Then, on Moon, the nervous system was the first to originate through the incorporation of the astral body. That was when human beings had picture consciousness. The principle, however, which enabled them to evolve an objective consciousness and at the same time gave them the power to express pleasure and pain from within, the ego, this formed human blood. The whole universe is the builder of the sense organs. All the glands, organs of reproduction and nutrition have been formed by the life body, while the astral body has been the builder of the nervous system, and the ego the incorporator of the blood. There is a phenomenon termed anemia or chlorosis, in which the blood cannot sustain waking consciousness. Sufferers often lapse into a dim consciousness like that on Moon. Let us now consider the three states of consciousness that are still to come. One can ask how it is possible to know something about them already. It can be done through initiation. The initiate can have these states of consciousness even today, in anticipation. The next known to the initiate may be called the psychic consciousness, a consciousness in which one has both together, picture consciousness and waking day consciousness. With this psychic consciousness, you see a person in outline and form, as in waking day consciousness. But you see at the same time what lives in his soul, streaming out as colored clouds and pictures into what we call the aura. Nor do you go about the world in a dreamy state like the Moon human being, but in complete self-control, as does a modern person of waking consciousness. On the planet that will replace Earth, the whole of humanity will have this psychic or soul consciousness, the Jupiter consciousness. Then there is a sixth state of consciousness which human beings will one day possess. This will unite present-day consciousness, psychic consciousness, now only known to the initiate, and in addition, all that people today sleep through. Humans will look deeply into the nature of beings when they live in this consciousness, the consciousness of inspiration. They will not only perceive in pictures and forms of color, they will hear the being of the other, giving forth sounds and notes. Each human individuality will have a certain note, and the whole will sound together in a symphony. This will be the consciousness of human beings once our planet has passed into the Venus incarnation. There they will experience the harmony of the spheres, which Goethe described in his prologue to Teitel Faust, quote, "The sun makes music, as of old, amid the rival spheres of heaven, on its predestined circle rolled at thunder speed." Close quote. When Earth was sun, human beings were aware in a dim way of this ringing and resounding. And on Venus they will again hear it ringing and resounding, in quotes, "as of old." Down to this very phrase, Goethe retained the picture. The seventh state of consciousness is the spiritual consciousness, the very highest. When a human being has a universal consciousness, when he will see not only what proceeds on his own planet, but in the whole cosmos round about. It is the consciousness that the human being had on Saturn, a kind of universal consciousness, although then quite dim and dull. This he will have in addition to all the other states of consciousness once he has reached Vulcan. These are the seven states of human consciousness, which the human being must go through on his journey through the cosmos. Each incarnation of Earth produces the conditions through which such states of consciousness are possible. Only because the system of nerves was laid down on Moon and further developed to the present brain has modern waking-day consciousness become possible. Organs must be created by which the higher states of consciousness may also have a physical basis of experience, as the initiate already experiences these states spiritually. That the human being can pass through seven such planetary states of consciousness is the purpose of evolution. Each planetary stage is bound up with the development of one of the seven states of human consciousness, and through what takes place on each planet, the physical organs for such a state of consciousness are perfected. You will have a more highly developed organ, a psychic organ, on Jupiter. On Venus, there will be an organ through which the human being will be able to develop physically the consciousness possessed by the initiate today in the devachanic plane. And on Vulcan, the spiritual consciousness will prevail, which the initiate possesses today when he is in higher devachan, the world of reason. Tomorrow we will examine these planets separately, for just as our Earth, in the Atlantean and Lemurian ages, for instance, once had a different appearance from that of today, and as later it will again look different, so too have Moon, Sun, and Saturn passed through various conditions, and so will Jupiter and Venus pass through still others. Today we have learned the broad, comprehensive cycle of the planets. Tomorrow we will occupy ourselves with the changes undergone by these planets while they were the theater of human evolution. The end of Lecture 8.